stories for creepy kids.
I'm Ayla.
And I'm Kala.
This story is called The Elf on the Shelf.
Once there were two children, Annie and Lucy, who lived in a house with their parents in the woods. Just before Christmas every year, their parents would bring out a special friend. The children loved this thing more than anything in the world. It was an elf on the shelf. The elf was small with bright green hair, with a mischievous twinkle in its eye. He would move around in the children's bedroom and watch over them while they were snoozing, making sure they were good little girls and didn't cause any mischief. One night, when the girls were in bed, they heard something stirring on the shelf. It sounded like a voice, a tiny little voice, whispering and giggling. The girls sat in their bed and looked at each other in fear. Annie whispered, "Can you hear that?" Lucy nodded. Her heart was pounding in her chest.
"He's alive," she said. "The elf is alive."
The girls watched in terror as the elf on the shelf moved. His arms and legs were going all over the place. Suddenly, the elf moved and he started walking towards the children's bed.
"Oh my God, what are we gonna do?"
Annie asked, her voice shaking in fear. Annie thought for a moment. She said,
"We're gonna have to trap him."
The girls hopped out of bed and ran towards the elf, trying to snag him. But the little elf was too smart for them. He kept running around the room, knocking over toys and giggling. Suddenly, the elf stopped. He turned around slowly and looked at the girls. His eyes glowed like fire, like a light from another world. His voice became deep and menacing.
"You should not have awakened me,"
he said.
"I am the guardian of the Christmas light. I will not be captured by fools like you."
The girls froze in terror, not knowing what to do. But before the girls could move, a bright fireball entered the room and the elf vanished, leaving the terrified girls alone in the room once again. The girls swore an oath to never speak of what happened that night to anyone. But they never forgot their little friend who came alive on that mysterious night.
That was a terrifying tale.
Thanks for listening.
Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and our other socials for more content, and buy your book by searching Scary Stories for Creepy Kids on Amazon. Also, send us your own scary stories and we might include it on a future episode. Email us at scarystoriesforcreepykids@gmail.com.
Peace out.
Bye. Bye.
Testing, testing, testing. With a mischief